And here we go. We are live and we are having fun here at the old radio station. If you can't have fun at your local radio station, where can you, my friends? Right now it is 8:38. This is Community Connection. And it's a presentation of Arnold Moore in the Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors and on the Facebook Live by Arvest. And Charlene Dew is with us here today, and I hope you had a nice little ride in today.
It's beautiful snow out there.
It's God glitter out there. That's what that is. Big brothers, big sisters, we got a big to-do going on.
We do, and we want to talk about Bowl for Kids' Sake, which is top of mind for many as they're raising money to support one-to-one mentoring. But I also want to talk more about the why. Why are we raising the money? And that would be about our one-to-one mentoring and recruiting mentors for the youth in our community.
Knocking down the pins, we get the teams organizing, and also getting the mentors, we're getting the teams organizing too. So we kind of go in both directions here. How are we doing on the teams, first of all?
We have 78 teams, which is less than what we, more than last year, less than what we had as a goal. Mm-hmm. But we're coming up, the events are the 21st, 27th, and 28th, mm-hmm. So the doors are there. The window is closing, but we're still recruiting teams. So if you're hearing this and you've been thinking, I need to get a team together, now's the time. And if you have a team and you're raising money, be sure you checked your emails yesterday, mm-hmm. because we have a flash drawing for a $50 gift card for Quick Trip if you meet a couple of criteria. Mm-hmm. One of them is that you're registered.
That's important.
That's always important. And the other is if you've made a contribution of $25 or more to your own personal mm-hmm. pledge sheet. Mm-hmm. Because we know that when you've given, it's much easier to ask other people to mm-hmm. support you. And we have that community matching gift that is being made available for donors of $25 and up. A very, very generous community leader has made that possible. So essentially, between that community match, ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, and One Gas, almost every donation is eligible for a match.
Wow, let's get the matching going, folks, because, that's double the input. And, of course, the resources are necessary, which kind of brings us to the why. Why are we raising money?
Well, Big Brothers Big Sisters provides one-to-one mentors for youth in our community, and our mission is to help ignite the potential in all youth. Okay, and we have an evidence-based mentoring program that decreases the risk factors and increases the protective factors mm-hmm. that help kids to just do better, whether that's to avoid negative lifestyle choices or have better relationships with family and friends, have higher aspirations for the future. All of those things rolled together is why the program is so important for youth. And one-to-one mentoring has been proven as an effective intervention for children who maybe have an incarcerated parent or who have adverse childhood experiences. Mm-hmm. So an incarcerated parent means that the child has a 7 times more likely chance of themselves ending up incarcerated. So it's very, very important that we have the role models that help them to avoid that progression.
When we're talking about the mentors and the mentors that are being sought, we call it big brothers and big sisters, but I understand we now have a kind of a neat little thing that some might not have heard, big couples.
Right.
And we're not calling it that. But
we've always had big couple matches. Uh-huh, yeah. But it's sort of like hasn't been as promoted perhaps.
Sure.
And we're wanting people to understand that we have big brothers matched with boys, big sisters matched with girls, mm-hmm. and big couples are matched with one child, usually a boy, mm-hmm. partly because we have more boys on the waiting list. And the couple, you're looking at couples with no children or couples on the empty nest side of life. Mm-hmm. Generally, if they've got their own young family, that's where their attention needs to be in terms of the time they're spending with kids. But the couple, they're screened separately. But when they're matched with one child. And the benefit to the child is that they get a female role model, a male role model, a healthy marriage role model. The benefit to the couple is that they get to do something to give back to the community that is not taking time away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that particularly in with couples where maybe one travels a lot for work or something like that, then the match can still meet. Mm-hmm. Because they have both, and they have different interests as well.
Very good. This is a little bit of an education for folks who've been thinking about, you know, what can I do to help mentor youth? Where can I go? What's the best place to do it? Well, like you say, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the evidence is in. This works, and this really works well. But you have to have a little bit of a process going on, if I understand correctly.
Right. We ask the mentors, you can go to our website and fill out an application, or you can just call our office, and I'll be happy to answer mm-hmm. any questions. If you're still thinking about it, but you're not quite ready to put out that application yet, just give me a call at the office. Be happy to talk with mm-hmm. you, answer any questions that you have. We ask for three references, and we do a background check, criminal history, driving record, and mm-hmm. we do a pretty in-depth interview at the office. And the purpose of the interview is for us to get to know the volunteer.
Which is important.
So that we can know both from a safety standpoint, but also so we can know what they're bringing to the table, what their strengths are, their personality, their interests, mm-hmm. because that is how we will match them well with a waiting child. Because they're matched on the basis of personality, common interests, what the child's needs are, and what the volunteer's strengths are.
Man, every person I've talked to who's done this, they say, "Oh, I didn't know really. I kind of had an idea when I went in." And not only have they been matched once, but sometimes twice in their life with children who need that mentor.
Right.
We spoke with one of them, that nice young gentleman that was in here last week. He's on his second little.
Right. And you do see that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if they've been matched for a long time, they'll take a break, maybe mm-hmm. a year or so, because they just need a little bit of break, you know?
Reset, yeah.
And then they'll come back. I know one volunteer that I matched, Doug Sauer. When I matched him, he was, they were just a young couple with no children years and years ago. And then after his kids were in high school and college, he came back to be a big brother again. So it really is long-term matches. We do ask for volunteers to have a minimum of 1 year commitment, and then, but we our average match length is about 33 months. And we've had matches that have gone 5, 6, 10 years.
All right, very good. That is outstanding. Now, once again, you know, you've got a stellar record here, and the name speaks for itself. Big Brothers, Big Sisters speaks volumes. I mean, when you walk in the room and you say Big Brothers, Big Sisters, people got a real clear idea what's going on here.
Well, sometimes they're like, well, I've heard of you, but I don't really know what you do. Sometimes they confuse us with other people.
Uh-huh.
But yes, it's a mentoring program. Started in 1904 at the national level, started in 1984 mm-hmm. here in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Oklahoma mm-hmm. was formed in 2006 when all the Big Brother, Big Sister agencies in mm-hmm. Oklahoma merged mm-hmm. into one 501c3 mm-hmm. with six locations.
Very good. Now, once again, if people want to get a little bit of information, you do have that website, and it's pretty nicely laid out. It's easy to navigate.
Yes, it is, and it's been updated, so we're really pleased with that. We have two programs, mm-hmm. a core program, which is what most people think of. Mm-hmm. The volunteers will be adults, mm-hmm. and the activities will take place in the community.
Mm-hmm.
The site-based program, the volunteers may be as young as 16, mm-hmm. so it's perfect for high school, college, or adult, and the activities take place at the child's school during the after-school program hours, which is mm-hmm. like 3:30 to 4:30 mm-hmm. during the school year.
All right, very good. Well, I want to thank you for being here with us today. And a final little push here for the Bowl for Kids' Sake. Can we put that in there? Get a little nudge?
Yes, a little nudge for Bowl for Kids' Sake. There's still time. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, give me a call. Mm-hmm. And we have 22 children on the waiting list. This morning when I counted, they were evenly split between mm-hmm. boys and girls.
Wow.
So that's, I don't know that I've ever seen that exact before, but we need both men, women, and couples.
All right. And again, they just get a hold of Charlene and she can fill you in on everything you need to know. I want to thank you for coming out here and all this wintry stuff today. You navigated it pretty well.
Thank you for, hey, I grew up in South Dakota and I lived for 12 years in Manitoba, Canada. This would be called a nice snow.
A nice one. Well, thank you, Charlene. Appreciate it. Always great to be with you today. It is 8:49, and you've been listening to Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home, and also Tallgrass Motors.